Hello everyone, anywhere on the globe. Welcome to the podcast where you can listen to inspiring spiritual insights and experience meditation. This podcast is brought to you by the Manhattan Meditation Center of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. Our variety of experienced facilitators, who are also long-time meditators, will share with you their unique insights and lessons, and a spiritual perspective on self and life. They will also take you deeper into an experience of inner stillness through meditation. Join us while we explore this spiritual approach to different life's situations that we all encounter. And you may discover that tools and solutions may be right within your own mind. If we can change our mindset, we might be able to change our world, since peace and joy begin with you and within your own mind. Enjoy this journey into knowing yourself truly.
Good day, very warm welcome to this meditation experience. And it's wonderful that you're able to join. And let's see how you feel about the topic, this idea of using mistakes in a worthwhile way. And we have many slogans and truisms around this topic. You know, everything happens for the best and learn from the past and all of this. But of course, you know, still, how are we feeling inside when we make a mistake? And is it actually debilitating, actually getting in the way of truly moving forward? Is it sort of sitting in there all the time, sentencing ourselves? So to be able to really grasp a healthy attitude towards mistakes, and what is the foundation of that? I remember a story that my supervisor had told me, and this is in the fitness industry. So she was, I guess, suppose still is, I don't know how that works, but a world-class athlete, a world champion in her field. And she started very young. And at very young age, it became clear that she was very talented at what she did. So really a lot of heavy-duty elite coaching and lots of confirmation of her skill and her abilities. And according to drama, I suppose, thank goodness, she landed up at one point in a pivotal point in her career with a coach who I think had worked with a few young elite athletes. So really got how they ticked inside. And this particular sport's in the water. So they were training. And eventually this coach said to her, "Get out of the water. You are done." She's like, "What does that mean?" Coach said, "Get out of the water. You're done. You're done. We're not coaching you anymore. You're done." She's like, what happened here? And she said, "Every time I give you a correction, you say I can't." Not as you don't feel capable, but literally like you are opposing me. You don't want to be corrected. And she said, no, I don't do that. Give me another chance. Let me miss. So they let her, she said, "Okay, fine, get back in the water and we'll see how it goes." And the coach again says, "You're doing it. You're still doing it out of the water. I can't coach you." She says, I don't do it. She says, "Let me." And so finally she actually heard herself responding to the coach exactly as the coach said she was, so resistant to correction. The reason the coach said we're done is because there can be no further growth. She's not what we call coachable. And what's required to be coachable is something called humility. Humility is actually self-respect. She was very young. So much of her value had been built through really external validation up to that point. Getting medals, getting accolades. So she really didn't get that chance to develop self-respect. You know, what if she didn't get the gold? What if she made a complete mistake? Would she be okay? She didn't get that chance, really. She just constantly seemed to just do whatever was required to get the gold until she got this coach who said, you're not coachable. So fast forward many, many decades to where I now have met this soul. And it's so interesting to watch her. She's still, you know, world international presenter, speaker, top of the game. But if any of us are giving a workshop, she will be the first one in there with notepad and pencil wanting to learn. Even from us, her juniors, she's in there ready to learn. And it's so touching. And you can see something inside develop the self-respect so that she is coachable. She learns from mistakes. She can be corrected so she can grow and grow. And this is why she's still relevant decades into her career, still relevant because she learns and grows. So this is using mistakes in a worthwhile way. Am I coachable? Do I have that self-respect? Let's go inside and see, because mistakes are going to happen in our lives. And I want to use everything as an opportunity to grow, not feel bad. So sitting quietly, maybe I even at this moment need to correct my physical posture. So check inside with that sense of self-honor and see, am I holding the body in a healthy way? Or am I making a mistake even in the posture of the body? From that place of self-respect to check what's happening with the body. Holding that feeling of self-honor, I step into my inner world. And I walk past all of those usual thoughts I have during the day, details about day-to-day life. It's amazing how they can fill up the space of my mind until I make a mistake. Everything's going wonderfully, and then I might make a mistake during the day. Whatever that looks like. As I reflect on those moments where I have made a mistake, and perhaps one has been sitting top of your mind, notice how I feel. How do I feel? Especially if it's public, when I make a mistake. What do I even consider to be a mistake? The answer to these two questions, what I consider to be a mistake, how do I feel when I make what I consider to be a mistake? The answer to those two questions depends completely on my stage of self-respect. If I am extremely needy for external approval, if my sense of value is fully dependent on what is external and temporal. That alone might be the biggest mistake I am making. To not take time to cultivate that self-respect, that will be the mother of feeling bad. So when I notice I make a mistake, and the first reaction is to feel bad, to feel off, to feel anxious, that is a loyal indicator that there is a mistake at the seed, a loyal indicator that I am not seated in my self-respect. Such a gift in the drama. I can use that moment to realign myself, to go inside, remember my eternal identity as a spiritual being, a soul. Within me is immense value. Those beautiful eternal qualities of peace, love, harmony, truth, they're all within me. To go deeply, dive into the value of the self as a soul. The gift of feeling bad is that it can steer me back to the sea, using that moment in such a worthwhile way. Not getting busy trying to fix things out there, cover up my so-called mistake, but to uncover the seed of feeling bad about mistake. Once I realign, restore that true self-respect, now I can learn and grow. I can be coached by the drama of life. Whatever has happened, from that place of self-respect, I can recognize it's trying to nudge me towards my highest potential. Anything that happens, even when I perceived a mistake or error, all trying to move me towards the best self. And I will use the moment in that way if I am aligned in that self-respect. Let me begin every day setting my inner posture, diving deep into the experience of my intrinsic value as a soul, independent of anything or anyone outside. I am unconditionally valuable, experiencing within the self all of that peace, all of that love, all of that truth and light, all the beauty of the self as a soul. let me set that posture at the beginning of every day and maintain that posture as I go through the day. And if I need to recruit God Himself as my brace to help me hold that posture, I will. So that when scenes come up that appear to be a mistake, I don't feel bad. I use that mistake in a worthwhile way. I unpack it and see the gift inside. How I can grow and learn, flourish, blossom, move forward. Using everything, even the mistakes, in such a worthwhile way. As a demonstration of self-respect. Om Shanti.
Thank you for listening today to Inspiring Insights and Meditations. Do visit our website, manhattanmeditationcenter.org, for more info about in-person and online courses and events, and for more inspirations for life.